That time on a Friday when we enter our nominees, it's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. We go over the last week and wonder aloud if these people are aware of anything, recording devices, digital footprints, logic, common sense, the danger of the send button. And of course, before we can roll out the prospective new members, got to bring in our proprietor and landlord to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with Lee Drogna of Morgan City, Louisiana. So Chuckles the Clown is suing the New Orleans Saints. He's a season's ticket holder and obviously not pleased with the members of the team who've been kneeling in protest against police brutality and racial inequality. He wants reimbursement. He filed the case in the state's 24th Judicial District Court, claims the protesting players prevented he and his family from enjoying the games. Really? You were okay with that Rob Ryan coach defense, the worst in the NFL in 2014 and 15. That was fun. And a protest that lasted, what? What's the anthem? A minute and a half? Over a team who's now in the midst of a playoff run playing for 4 hours. Methinks you're more concerned about attention, distraction, and being a self-server. And for the record, Snowflake, you ain't winning this case. It's frivolous, and you should be on the hook for filing fees and any legal fees incurred. Let's go with former Olympian, current inmate, Oscar Pistorius. So this guy's a documented gun nut. Also, turns out he's abusive towards women. Murders his girlfriend through a bathroom door. Almost gets away with it. Fortunately, we do have some justice on this planet. He's convicted. We get a judge in South Africa with the balls to push for and receive a more substantial sentence, 13 and a half years, though for taking a life, I think the evidence reveals kind of deliberately. So dumbass is in jail, and according to the BBC, would not hang up the phone when his allotted time was up. So the couple of guys beat him up. Received more than a couple of bumps and bruises. So kudos to fellow inmates who can be found at Atridgeville Correctional Center in South Africa. Another guy who just belongs in this segment. Let's move smartly to Jose Canseco. So, you know, in the current climate we're experiencing, think Roy Moore of Alabama, the Hollywood Patrol featuring Weinstein, politicians from the president to the Senate, molestation, sexual predators. So Juiced Boy finds it appropriate to send out a series of tweets he thought was funny to offer this. What is going on with all these politicians molesting women? I've been molested by several women and never complained. Well, Dopey the Doper, you're stupid. You have a moronic sense of humor, and this just in, you're fired. NBC Sports California announced, you have no job. The Oakland A's, who you didn't even work for, put out a statement distancing themselves. Oh, one more tweet, I quote, these women complaining against sexual misconduct are just racist against ugly men. Glad you see the humor, Canseco, and bye-bye, good riddance. And finally, CBS Pittsburgh radio host and writer Colin Dunlap. He sent out a tweet yesterday morning asking why Tom Brady is not viewed in the same light as Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Lance Armstrong, and Ben Johnson. Said the guy is a proven cheater. Really? First of all, we know Deflategate is a joke. The fact Brady got 4 games for I don't really know what just yet is Roger Goodell in a nutshell. And by the way, a Pittsburgh guy failed to mention the Steelers were found to have used underinflated balls against the Giants last December. but you're really going to put Bonds, a Balco Lab product, and for the record, no one has yet to offer an alternative to which BB sent Greg Anderson to prison. Lance Armstrong, who not only cheated but tried to ruin people's lives. Brady's got, what's it called, science on his side, unlike McGuire, Bonds, Armstrong, Johnson, who injected science into their bodies. It's not even apples and oranges. So Canseco's not worth my time. The guy in Louisiana is pissing away money. He's an idiot. Oscar Pistorius is in jail for 13 years and just got beat up, so he's getting his. So I'm going to go with Colin Dunlap as our latest inductee into the Crunch Time Toolshed. And with that, we shut the Crunch Time Toolshed.
My only focus is to play baseball, to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Alex, y'all just crack me up.